This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. You can take control of these airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up tonight, is it possible that one of the governments of the world, technically, I don't know if you call it an African nation, but we'll tell you more about which one it is coming up here in moments, may be going crypto. They may be adopting cryptocurrency in a way that has never been seen thus far. We can tell you about that coming up here in moments. Also, apparently a mother, according to freerangekids.com, has been arrested for watching her child from afar. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we were just talking about some other ridiculous, overprotective state kind of story. I think it was out of New York. And, you know, these things just keep cropping up where a parent is not doing, you know, not, like, at their child's elbow every moment of their waking day. If they're not just like right next to them, apparently that's considered child neglect and child abuse, because we've seen so many of these ridiculous stories. This is the latest one from freerangekids.com.
Before you go on, how old do you think you were when you were sort of playing by yourself?
Playing by myself, I know for a fact, I'm pretty sure I came home alone. As a latchkey kid or whatever.
So some amount of blocks you traveled by either foot or bicycle?
No, it wasn't far. I mean, my bus stop was like maybe four houses down from my house. But
okay.
But I was still, you know, allowed to go home by myself at second grade. So I would have been, what, seven or something like that at the time there. And I'm pretty sure I was playing with my friends in the neighborhood at like six, seven.
Yeah, I was taking my bicycle at 6 years old.
Playing back in the woods, mind you. I was in Florida in Sarasota County, and we didn't live in the city. We lived in the suburbs, and you know, right behind the neighborhood was a wooded area with a creek, and you know, we'd go back there and we'd play. Could have been all kinds of dope addicts and rapists back there lurking in the bushes.
Yeah, that pretty much describes my childhood, too,
yeah.
Except mine would have occurred about 9.5 years earlier than
right.
yours. So, yeah.
And never once had any kind of issues that I can recall. Never once, you know, had any kind of encounter with some creepy or dangerous person out there. We just were kids having fun and didn't even think a thing about that.
The kids taught me cuss words, and we saw nudie magazines. You know,
that's fun. That's considered fun. But you know, like you said, that's kids that are doing that.
Yeah.
That's not some you know lecherous adult or
somebody
whatever.
Steals a book from an older brother or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. So now things are going pretty crazy, according to a letter that has been written to Free Range Kids. On June 24th, I was arrested in CT, presumably Connecticut. For a 53-21A, risk of injury to a minor. It was for allowing my 3-year-old to play in the sand with two other little children while I watched from a distance while helping my two older daughters with fishing off of a jetty. I measured on Google Earth, and I was never more than 75 yards away on a quiet evening with few people on the beach.
I see.
My daughter would have played closer if there had been anyone else to play with, but in fact, these were the nearest little children on the beach. The parents of the other children were hovering over them, so I felt that it was completely safe, and safer than making her be on the jetty at low tide with no railing and rocks 8 feet below on the sides.
Makes sense.
Seems like a completely reasonable position for that parent to say that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you don't get to be the only parent these days, and the state... they've got themselves a say in how you raise your kids. Well, those parents collectively decided that I was a terrible mother and that my child was neglected, and they called the police.
Yeah, that's also, how it's going to go, usually.
They also said horrible things to me and accused me of letting my child wander the beach, being 100 yards away, and of having alcohol at the time. To add insult to injury, they then cheered when the police car drove by with me in it. Now, of course, I have to wonder, what happened to the kid at that point? Maybe the older sisters took her home.
Yeah, so one of my thoughts here is you cannot expect other parents to babysit your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that these people felt, you said there were two other small kids that...
Two other kids.
Felt put upon in some manner or another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they should have gone to her and said, hey, we're going to be moving down the beach now.
Yeah, that's what an adult would have done. That would be the mature way of handling a disagreement that somebody might have,
right,
is to talk to the person like a human being.
But I've had situations where I've left my son to play with other kids, and, you know, I've just checked in with the parents, hey, you know, going to be over here for a few minutes, you know, or whatever, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
and they're fine with it.
Yeah, usually it's not a problem at all.
Okay. Well, so this person may have jumped to a conclusion about these parents being okay with this since they were, you know, apparently engaging with keeping an eye on things. Maybe he jumped to this conclusion, and that apparently was his critical mistake here. But maybe there's no real, like, talking to people like this. They are the kind of folks who are going to jump to the police. Their first thought is to bring the state in rather than have a conversation. So they don't sound like reasonable folks.
Well, I don't know that what I'm hearing here is a great deal of miscommunication.
I'm
not, look, I don't think these people should have called the law, but at the same time, it's a major social faux pas to leave your kid in the care of somebody without talking to them about that and getting sort of clarity on that. And they were able to use sort of reality against him. Is he having a beer? Well, it looks bad.
Additionally, the author says, I want to tell you that I was at the beach that day with a Jewish moms group called the Mitzvah Mamas. In this context, Mitzvah Mamas means good, or Mitzvah means good deeds. That day, I led a meeting about, maybe it's not a man, Mark.
Okay.
Although you think fishing on the beach.
You had said he at some point, so I presume.
Maybe
you,
I did.
Knew.
Yeah. Maybe I presumed it was a he because of, you know, fishing. Seems like more of a
Because you
man
presumed,
thing.
I presumed.
That day, the person says, I led a meeting about a Friday night ritual called Blessing the Children. I adore my children, and they are even more important to me than my husband. It was opened up as a family event because someone in my group offered to let us all use her family's beach house. My husband was present, and so were other families. It felt like a completely safe environment with many eyes on the children. When police came, the primary officer questioning me seemed to have made up his mind to arrest me when I admitted that my 3.5-year-old daughter was more than 10 feet away from me. I questioned his premise that 10 feet is a legal standard, and he didn't like that.
I imagine it's not.
I said that I just don't believe that people are ready to steal my children as soon as I turn my back. He said, yes, they are.
Well, you know, he lives in a world where people are stealing children, but I will point out that you find fewer kidnappings, fewer assaults on children than we had, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Right. I was going to say, like, how often does that even happen? I mean, how often does he, as a cop, even see that occur? Certainly not as often as marijuana arrests, alcohol arrests, you know, the rest of it. Violence, domestic violence, whatever. He also refused to take statements from my husband or a friend who vouched for me that I was indeed watching my children as he was sitting on a beach chair watching everyone the whole time. This charge is outrageous, she writes, and I feel like the legal question at hand is how far is too far to be watching a 3.5-year-old from?
I think that's a good point, but I think also she needs to take responsibility for sort of leaving her kid in the care of someone else. Do you see how the parent of the two kids that with whom the child was playing would feel more responsibility than they would normally?
Yeah, totally see that.
Yeah.
But like you said, they really screwed up by how they handled this. They could have just gone away.
They didn't screw up, didn't bother them.
And they screwed up because they called the cops, and that's an unneighborly thing to do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we're going to continue. There's a little bit more from this person's letter to freerangekids.com. Also on the way, the nation in the world that may be going full-on cryptocurrency. We'll talk more about that coming up, and we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, join us right here Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Busybody parents called the cops on another parent for being too far away from her 3.5-year-old. Well, how far is too far is what she'd like to know. She says she was only about 75 yards away on a clear beach with hardly any people on it. She was easily able to keep an eye on her daughter. We'll continue the discussion here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. We're actually going to go to your calls and thoughts as well. And I do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, which is why in Manchester, New Hampshire, the Bitcoin vending machine has now become a cryptocurrency vending machine and now offers Dash. In fact, New Hampshire, because of that, is now the number one per capita state for Dash vending machines. So it only took two to make us the number one state per capita. But nonetheless, we've got more per capita than anyone else. So go to Dash.org and learn more about why Dash is an exciting competitor to Bitcoin.
Let's hope it keeps growing. With this news from Apple releasing a new Dash wallet that's instant send enabled, right now is pretty big news for Dash.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
I'd also point out that when altcoins took a dive, that Dash
stayed strong.
Stayed strong and
compared
sort of evil,
to Bitcoin.
Yeah, along with Bitcoin.
Right. Whereas a lot of the other altcoins took a dive worse than Bitcoin did. Let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Hello, Hung Like Jesus.
Hello, Mark and Ian.
Hey.
Man, my parents would have been so locked up. I'm an only, and I grew up in D.C. and I've been a latchkey kid because I can't remember. I know at least first grade.
Yeah.
But you know, in the city you walk everywhere. Oh, at least we did. We walked to school, and school was, I know, at least 10 blocks away, probably even more. But it was big groups of kids walking.
Yeah.
But I was.
Would they go together, like sort of pick up other kids and like a giant kid amoeba?
As you walk, groups would meet up. And there wasn't anything that was intended, but, you know, you just walk and groups would meet up. And you usually walk with the people that you, and either your friends or people you live close to or people in your class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just always a big group of kids. It was never anyone by themselves. But, and when I got home, you know, I would do what I was supposed to do, whatever it was. And I would leave, and I would get on my bike and meet up with some of my other friends, and we would be all over the city. I mean, we'd be all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be miles away from home. And, you know, I had to...
How'd you get there?
Bike.
We'd be on bikes.
Bikes.
Yeah, and it was just... It's no way anyone could get away with it now. I was cooking my own food, and I was in a... Well, not really. I would scramble eggs and make cereal, you know, whatever. But...
Scrambling eggs is cooking.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, something as simple as that. But nothing that I don't think any parent would be able to get away with now without going to, I'm sure, jail. I'm sure.
Yep, I would say your assessment is probably right. It's a sad but true statement, at least in a lot of places. I don't, you know, thankfully I haven't heard any stories like this coming out of our area of New Hampshire, but Connecticut, New York.
I don't think we're immune by any stretch.
I don't think so either. Just said I haven't seen any stories coming out of here.
The difficulty with this is often this is reported, right? And there's this huge span of people who believe all kinds of different things. From one side, which is essentially, kids will be fine. If they can walk, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
To this other side, which is like, you've got to keep them in a little hermetically sealed vault until they're 21 years old, you know, and in everything in between. Came back. We were on a trip driving. My son was, in the back seat. You can imagine how rambunctious he was getting.
Are we there yet?
We stopped off at a friend's house. I gave my son the order, get out, run around and make noise.
So kids are still, I know you're getting to a point here, but so kids, even with all their devices today, are still rambunctious in the car?
Of course, they still have the energy.
Yeah.
And so he's running around and making noise, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman literally follows, scares him, and follow, he runs back to the car. She's coming after. She's like grabbing her chest going, everything's fine. Oh, goodness. I scared him, didn't I? Let me apologize to him. Lady, why don't you just give him some room? You know?
What was she worried about?
Well, he was running around and yelling. Of course, there was obviously a rapist after him. I mean, obviously. What else would he be running around and screaming for if he was 8 years old?
Right.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, we hated being indoors. You know, the stuff kids got now, I don't think they even go outdoors. But I hated being indoors, and everybody I knew hated being indoors.
Yeah, that's probably not the same today. I remember I was out on the front porch here, and my next-door neighbor made a comment about how he is just now noticing that there's, like, the sound of kids playing and that he hardly ever hears it anymore, and he was sort of commenting that it's probably because they're inside all the time.
We were given orders to leave.
Yeah, we are, too.
Yeah, just get out.
Hung, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. That's it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, again, times are changing.
The streetlights coming on was both a a signal that our freedom was over, and it was a time limit on when we were able to return to the house.
I see.
It was both of those. You are supposed to return when the streetlights come on, but you do not return before the streetlights come on because you're annoying. Get out of here.
So the rest of the story here from Free Range Kids about the mom who was at the beach. She was there apparently not by herself. She was there with others who knew her and her kids. But she was about 75 yards away, no more than, she says, 75 yards away from her 3.5-year-old with her other daughters or her other kids or whatever fishing on a jetty. So the child was on the beach. She was fishing. And she was keeping an eye on her child.
And apparently the husband was someplace, too, in the immediate vicinity, but it doesn't give a distance.
Yeah, and she says so were other families that were with this event that she was at. And she says that the police were called by other parents who were on the beach, whose children the daughter was playing with. Apparently, she then questioned this police officer, who seemed to really want to arrest her, about is 10 feet away a legal standard, because he had suggested to her that that was the reason why she might be getting arrested. She said, I just don't believe that people are ready to steal my children as soon as I turn my back. He said, yes, they are. He refused to take statements from my husband or friend who also was watching.
Why did he pick this woman to take away? I mean, is not the husband equally responsible for this child in this circumstance?
She says the charge is outrageous. I feel like the legal question is how far is too far to be from a 3.5-year-old. Statements from the police officer led me to believe that the parents who reported me resented that I was leaving them to watch her child.
Yeah, that sounds like resentment.
Clearly, okay. They and the police officer believe that parents must hover over their children. She has a little bit more here, and we'll share that with you coming up. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Is there a chance to turn this crazy insanity around at some point?
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. To do that, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you have Bitcoin or Dash or Ether or several other cryptocurrencies, you ought to check out Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get it at jaxx.io. It can hold multiple cryptocurrencies, and there's also Shapeshift integration, which means it's easy to change between those currencies. So if you have some Bitcoin, but you want to turn that into Dash, maybe you're a little tweaked out about what might be happening to Bitcoin in the next couple of weeks, you can just change it out right there in your Jax app from Jax.io. It's also created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, J-A-X-X, .io. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, more on this, this lady who's been arrested in Connecticut. Let me just finish up her letter here. It's pretty short. To freerangekids.com, arrested for being too far, in one police officer's estimation, from her 3.5-year-old daughter on a beach in Connecticut after being called. The cops were called by other parents on the beach that the child was playing with whose kids the child was playing. Anyway, she says that clearly they and the police officer believe that parents must hover over their children. I could go on and on with details, she says, but I'll spare you that. I've had many, many people ready to write character references.
What is that?
That's somebody on Skype. I've had many, many people ready to write character references for me. I write to you today because I'm desiring to fight this criminal charge instead of taking the easy way out with the accelerated rehabilitation program. My only problem is that lawyers cost a lot of money, and I don't have much. I figured if there are any organizations that might fight for a parent's right to let their children play without fear that the boogeyman is ready to grab them at any moment, then you would probably know about it. I also feel a desire to go public with this story, but a lawyer told me, quote, don't say anything to the media, unquote, therefore I didn't.
Think. That's what they do.
And as a result, my reputation has been smeared as only the horrible accusations have been publicized. Thank you for any help or advice you can give me. She, the lady who runs Free Range Kids, Lenore Skenazy, says, I wrote back to say, I too was outraged at the vindictiveness of the other parents and the clueless contempt of the cop. If children are so endangered in this town that he is the worst cop ever. Then I added the truth. I don't have a list of pro bono lawyers or even a fund to help pay for lawyers. So I'm sending her note to David DeLugas, Executive Director of National Association of Parents, which takes on some cases of government overreach into parenting and hopes to do more as more people become members. That's pretty sad that there is no organization out there. There's really nothing that people can turn to when they are attacked like this by the state, by busybody parents. She says, in the meantime, let's all remember that one alternative name for free-range kids, at least in my head, is the Benefit of the Doubt Association. Let's give parents the benefit of the doubt and some help long before we call 911. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David. He's calling from Bullhead City in Arizona. You're on listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how's it going? I'm going to... Well, first of all, I say I love the show. I'm going to kind of go off topic a little bit. I was calling about that Australian lady that got killed by the police.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Where did that happen? Minneapolis?
Where was it? It was over on the East Coast somewhere.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm just, it boggles my mind the difference that if it had been a white cop and a black lady that got killed, the riots and the uproar that would be going on in the country opposed to just a 30-second news bleep here and there.
Well, we kind of see, we have a comparison with Philando Castile, who was a concealed carry permit holder that was killed by a Minneapolis police officer.
Oh, yeah, same city.
Same city. And his trial just finished up about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
The cop's trial, you mean?
Yeah, the cop's trial, and the cop was found not at fault in that circumstance. Philando Castile's mother got a $3 million settlement, but as I understand, the police officer got some kind of settlement, too, although he's not in the force anymore. And frankly, ultimately, it is the city of Minneapolis that's at fault for hiring somebody who's too much of a chicken to be able to handle, somebody reaching for their wallet when he was asked to.
But was there riots in the streets over Castile?
There were admonitions not to riot, and but I don't know of any particular stories of, like, you know, cars getting set on fire or anything like that. In this circumstance, it's sort of turned around, but, you know, what I see here is that our big problem is police overreach, police in a culture of protect yourself at all costs, whereas, you know, it can often get taken one side or the other and turn to a racial issue.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, David, where were you going with your point?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's really talking about it. You know.
So are you saying that you feel like that that people are not as outraged by this for some reason? They're not as shocked or as upset as they should be?
Like, I don't know. You know what? I'm actually getting pulled over right now.
Oh no!
Oh man!
I'm gonna have to go.
You ought to record it, man. If you got cell 411. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, David. Good luck. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Get a headset, man.
Getcell411.com. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to cover the cost of the ticket on that one.
I don't know why we would. You know, we don't recommend that people. You know, the thing is, I think that the cell laws, that the laws as far as using a device here in this country are kind of messed up. There is no evidence that somebody with a phone stuck in their ear is any worse of a driver than somebody with a Bluetooth headset on.
No, I agree with you there. I agree. It's the conversation, if anything, that's going to be distracting. Yeah. I mean, I can remember one time when I was living in Florida that I did pass by an exit on the interstate because I was involved in a conversation. I just, you know, didn't notice the exit.
Yep, sure. I've done the same.
But that's about the worst that's thankfully ever happened to me. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. If you're getting pulled over by the police, remember, if you've got cell 411 on your phone, you are better protected than the average person being pulled over. Why is that? Because cell 411 is a amazing decentralized emergency alert app where all it takes is the touch of your screen. Once cell 411 has opened up, you just touch the screen and it gives you a multitude of options. I just used it the other day. Actually, I was on the street in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. Saw a couple of black gentlemen getting pulled over in on West Street, which is one of the main drags here. And if you're black in New Hampshire and the cops are pulling you over, there's a good chance that things are going to escalate, unfortunately. So I stopped and asked the gentlemen if they would mind if I kept an eye on things. And while they were a little confused at first, they did say that would be fine. So I did that. I pulled up my phone. And because there wasn't anything happening to me in that instance, you know, it wasn't the cops that were arresting me or anything like that, I chose the live video option because, again, there's a whole, you know, wheel full of options that come up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something's on fire, medical emergency, police pullover, you know, all kinds of different things that you can send an alert to your friends or family members about. And so I didn't choose an alert status. I just chose I want to stream live video because that's what seemed like the most relevant thing here. I'm not in trouble, but somebody else could be.
And you didn't need help.
Correct.
But I did get a notification when you started streaming live video.
Good, good, because I sent it to everybody who's on my list of folks that live in this area. And you can have different cells, so when you're sending the alert, it lets you choose to which cell you want to send it. Maybe you want to send it to just your immediate neighbors, maybe get a cell for them, or maybe you want to send it to family members across town or whatever. You can do that. It's very, very handy. It worked very well for I don't know how long the stream was. It was probably like a good solid 10, 15 minutes before, unfortunately, the phone actually like froze up and cell 411 crashed, or the video streaming crashed because the phone had actually overheated. So it wasn't cell 411's fault. It was the fact that I've got an OtterBox on the phone, and that's probably keeping some of the heat in from the phone. It was a hot day. The sun was shining directly onto this, so that was the only problem.
These poor men's lives were in your hands. And
luckily, I was able to restart just a regular old video recording after that, and I did catch them putting him in handcuffs at the very end of that. More coming up here. GetCell411.com, by the way.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about what you want. All you have to do is dial in and join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, a nation in the world may be considering becoming Ethereum Island, the number two cryptocurrency in the world, maybe taking over a government or something like that. Mark, you brought the story in. We'll share with you what's going on in moments. But your calls and thoughts come first here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. On the front page of our website, you get to control the content. You can submit, let's say, news headlines or YouTube videos or whatever it is you think our listeners and the hosts of the show will find interesting. You just submit that link to the front page at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down, whether they like or dislike, and then we'll see what you think's interesting. We might talk about it on the air. So get over there, get interactive. It's free. It's over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
You guys, I'm doing good. Thank you, guys.
Sure.
You guys floored me on that. I can't believe that a police officer did that. My fact that that guy should never be an officer.
You're referring to, the listeners just tuning in, you are a police officer, and you're referring to the case of a mother who was arrested for some sort of crime. Let me see. I can pull it up here. It's Connecticut's risk of injury to a minor. That's the charge. And that was because she was 75 yards, apparently, no more than 75 yards away from her 3.5-year-old daughter who was playing on the beach with some other kids. And the parents of the other kids called the cops on her. So you're saying that if you were the cop that was called into that situation, you would have handled that differently. How would you have handled that?
Well, first of all, I'd be asking the people that called up, well, if you were so concerned, why didn't you just get her by the hand and go take her back to her mom and say your daughter, you know, was over here with our kids, and, you know, and the mother wouldn't be really be getting chewed out. It would be the people that called up because, A, first of all, I feel that they're not being very responsible. If you're on a beach or something like that and your kids are playing with somebody else's kids, I know they may not be your kids, but why are we being that way when it comes to a child? I mean, children play with each other, you know, they play in playgrounds and stuff. Be responsible parents. And the mother herself, you know, if I was a police officer, I saw that, I'd probably just say, come on, let's go find your parents. Where's your mom? Oh, she's down there. Okay, come on, you know, and probably here, put my hand out to make sure that she knows that I wasn't threatening, walk up to her mom and explain the situation, that these people have called me up frivolously. I guess she doesn't want to, they don't want to be responsible for your child, so if you could please just keep a better eye on her, we would appreciate it because
that sounds like a completely reasonable, sane response from an officer in that situation. I wish, you know, there were more officers like you, Patrick. Thank you for calling and sharing a reasonable police officer's response to a situation like that. I appreciate hearing from you. So they're not all these overprotective nut jobs like this cop in Connecticut or in New York where we've heard previous stories. I mean, so it's not like this everywhere, Mark. It, I think, to some extent has to do with two factors. One, the parents who call the cops. Two, the cops who arrive on the scene.
Yeah, it's the sort of general opinion about how kids should be raised. And it's different. It's just plain old different than it was when we were kids. And
when did it start to change?
I can't tell you. I just wouldn't be able to tell you that. But I think...
And I'd like to know what, you know, just out of curiosity, we're not going to get this information, but I'd be curious to know, you know, what are the ages of the parents in question here? Are we talking about people probably in their 30s or 40s, likely? But I don't know. I don't know. I'd just be curious about this. And we know that older people have called the police about parents leaving their kids, you know, like the old lady sitting in her living room, peering outside, watching the kids playing in the playground. And then, you know, when mom walks, you know, back to her car or to take a phone call or is going back to her house because the park's right across the street or something like that, they make a call. So, I don't know, it just seems like it's even spanning generations, but maybe, I don't know. I'd be curious to see any kind of polling on this as far as what do Americans of different demographics believe about, you know, how, under what circumstances children should be allowed to play in public.
Yeah. Ultimately, it comes down to how indoctrinated has the person been in the idea that...
With stranger danger?
Yeah, stranger danger. That's really what it comes down to.
If you want to join us and share your thoughts on the subject, maybe you are one of these overprotective parents. I'm sure you don't look at it that way. You know, how if you were somebody who would have actually called the police on this 3.5-year-old daughter's mom, then could you explain why? Like, what would be the rationale for that? Why do you believe, you know, or how far do you believe a parent should be away from their kids, maximum? What do you think the maximum rational level is as far as, you know, distance? The number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
To me, the fact that she was in sight, you know, kind of absolves any particular guilt. Now,
well, somebody could say that an abductor could just run on up and grab the child before she has the chance to get off the pier or whatever it was she was on, jetty.
Yeah, they could.
And snatch the child and run off.
They could, I suppose.
Well, any amount of fear apparently is enough to bring the police in and have people arrested, because that will make a family's life better.
She had friends on the beach, and the husband was somewhere, and I have yet to figure this out, cop decided to arrest the mom when the mom was dealing with all three kids at once, and the husband apparently was dealing with none of them. So
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't right there. Maybe he was elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Portland, Oregon. You can bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jeff. That is not very nice at all. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's
kind of
unpleasant to listen to that. Let's go to Parker, who is on the line on Skype. Hello, Parker.
Hey. I have no idea what was going on at the last caller. I think
he was
maybe
he may have been getting murdered right then. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Hope he's like, okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
But that just sort of takes us into the topic that I called in to talk about.
It was a little better than some of the crank calls we get. I mean, some of them are just absolutely bad. So I'll give him like one star on that one.
I can assume that you guys get crank calls every once in a while.
Yeah. So what were you calling about?
I have an idea for how we could essentially abolish statism without using any violence whatsoever.
You can't abolish statism with violence. It's an idea.
Right. But here's the idea that I have.
Okay.
Quite simply, you do a full-on boycott against governments. Plain and simple.
Mm, mm-hmm. So, like, no obedience, no taxes.
Payment, no nothing.
Nothing. You just completely cut off the revenue.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay.
So, now, bear
it's
in mind.
It's a great idea. Unfortunately, most people are too chicken.
How many people need to do this?
The thing is that this relies heavily on a well-coordinated PR campaign.
All right.
Or something like that. Basically, you have
I've
to...
I've just gotten a lot more skeptical. Okay.
You have to lay the groundwork for selling people on why they should boycott the garment. And I'm sure that people would boycott the garment for various reasons.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an anarchist or a voluntarist in order to want to boycott the garment. You could be a libertarian and boycott the garment.
You're still talking about a very small portion of the population here, right? So, like, what sort of goals, as far as percentage, would you be looking for?
Well, we know for a fact that garment spends more than it takes in tax revenue. So
sure.
Right there, because
they can print it out.
The U.S. Mm-hmm. government can.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the fact of the matter is that if we were to go ahead and implement this plan, and mind you, there are some flaws with it.
I have another question, and we're going to continue. We can continue with the plan because I'm curious to hear about it. But my other question is: are we also going to boycott state and local governments? So is it going to be like a total government boycott, or will it be federal government only?
I'll let you know.
All right. Stand by. We'll continue here with Parker and his government boycott idea. You ready to sign on? 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.